Would you like to identify yourself, please?
Yes, this is Bob Springer. I'm a retired space shuttle astronaut and living here in the Space Coast area of Florida.
Welcome to the space show, Bob.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's interesting because although I have retired from the active astronaut program, I spend a lot of time doing lectures and talking to people, and it's always interesting to me, particularly here in this area, because there is a bit of tourism that we have here that comes down just for the space program. How many folks we get from Australia, and I'm always impressed by the sincere interest of our friends from down under and how that works out. I've also had the unique opportunity here to work with a number of students, some from Australia and a young man that I currently correspond with from New Zealand. So the only point of that is, again, people that are very, very enthusiastic about the space program and I think see the benefit of the kind of technology and all that we're developing out of the space program. So, again, not exactly at the moment, not leading the way in what we're doing, but nevertheless very much aware of what we're doing and the potential for the future as we continue to do these kinds of things.
And what do you do these days, Bob, now that you've retired?
Well, actually,
retired from
as
an astronaut.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I actually do motivational speaking. I travel about a bit and talk to different interest groups about the space program, and actually a little bit about leadership. I use some examples that I've developed from over 40 years of doing these kinds of things in the military and the space program, and use those to discuss leadership and a little bit of sort of the optimistic things we're looking for in the future.
You might have been impressed then by the young students we heard here today.
Oh, the students were fantastic, but that's exactly what I'm talking about. That is our future, and that is one of the scary things about seeing the degradation of what the U.S. is doing in the space program. Those kids are our future, and you want to provide that inspiration, that motivation for them to go forward and pursue careers in these high technology fields, and they're honest about it. You take away what we're doing in the space program, and it diminishes it for them as well. So, yeah, I was absolutely encouraged. Fantastic young people.
What motivated you to become an astronaut and all the hard work that it took?
I always wanted to be a pilot, and I just happened to be at the right place at the right time. I had just finished test pilot school when they opened up the shuttle program for astronaut selection, and I applied and got selected. So just God's grace, being at the right place at the right time.
Well, thanks for joining us on the space show, Bob.
Well, thank you. You bet. Thanks.